separate side. It is not the smoke of the fire that is being spoken about. Now this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the fire, I just want to clarify and then we go forward, is that Qiyamah will not take place until a fire emits from the land of Al-Hijaz. Al-Hijaz, what we're talking about, Saudi Arabia. So that fire had taken place in Hijaz, just near Medina Munawwara, in the Islamic year 654, the first of Jamadul Akhir. And the English year, it was 26th of June, 1256. That this fire had taken place, it began with tremor and earthquake that lasted for about 3 days, or rather 5 days. And then volcanic eruption took place and the lava, the historians Allama Dimishqi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that there were reports that the lava was flowing like a river, going towards Medina Munawwara, but it didn't afflict Medina Munawwara. However, the tremors and the earthquake did afflict Medina Munawwara. So that took place in the Islamic year 654, the English year 1256. So that is a different sign. It comes in a hadith about that afflicts the Al-Hijaz very close to Medina Munawwara. The fire that is spoken about apart from that in that major signs of Qiyamah is another, and that is it will emerge from Yemen, Aden. In the hadith it comes from the very bottom of it. Now the bottom could be either the very south or the very bottom could be from the earth. This fire will come. And in the narration, the primary purpose of this fire will be to gather the people and steer them towards the place of assembly. In other words, the word comes, the mahshar. And this fire will stay with the people. When the people move, the fire moves. When the people stop, like at night when they get tired, the fire will stop. And then in the morning when they move, the fire will move. And in this way, it will take the people to the ultimate gathering, that is in Ash-Sham. Now with regards to the people, in the narration it comes, people will be of three types. There will be those that very willingly will want to move towards Sham, so they won't have a problem. There will be others that are trying to flee towards Sham, so they will flee in that direction. And then there will be those that didn't want to move, but the fire itself will go around them and it will cause them to flee towards the mahshar. Now according to the narrations, this is the very last of all the signs of the day of Qiyamah. After this will be the tremors and the quakes, and it will be about the sur, inshallah. We'll, if Allah give us the opportunity, we'll start that discussion tomorrow, and at some other time we'll continue with regards to the end of this world and then the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. But we come back to the very same. All of this, now we see that some of the signs had already taken place. So there is one saying of the ulama, it is not a hadith, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. That person who dies, it's like his qiyamah has started. Now when is maut going to come? None of us have any guarantee. Ulama have written that if there's a preparation, then there's no sudden death. The person is prepared for maut. So this is all done in an enthusiasm that myself and all of us prepare, and we can understand the fragile nature and the fleeting nature of this world. So that akhirat is everlasting, and hence let us prepare for that akhirat, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.